All right, Potties, you're making a difference. Because of you and the people that listen to the show on WayFM terrestrially, if you want to call it that, we have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. Maybe a little bit of a faster cast today. I've been struggling through the show for the last couple hours with a kidney thing, like kidney stone going nuts, and it hurts.
Yeah, so, it looks like it hurts.
And so I actually caved in and took medicine. I usually try to get through it without doing that, but it was so bad that I'm still like having a talk on the show. So I'm like, all right, I gotta do this. But I'm starting to feel a little bit better, but I need to get done.
The one time I did like go back to get you for a break, I just see you like on your back.
Yeah.
Like you are passed out. Like I was just like, oh, is he? Oh, no, he's awake.
I'm laying on the office floor. Yeah, thanks for thinking he's dead. He just comes running back in. Betty, it's ours now. We get the show. but he comes back there and I'm laying down in the office just like, oh, this stinks. And then he's like, 30 seconds. I'm like, 30 seconds?
Because I hit him with the 1 minute.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
And then I didn't hear a response. I'm like, well, I got to go get him.
Given Gavin is pretty quiet when it comes to those things.
No, and usually I'd say 95% of the time you hear it.
Yeah,
I didn't hear that one. But understandable given the circumstances.
Well, I would not be up for this today, but I would like to do this sometime in my life. The running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain is back up and running.
That's just dumb.
How long was it down?
For COVID. A couple years.
Oh, good.
And so now they are doing it again. But in no surprise news, three people were gored. Two Spaniards and one dude from Florida, which checks out. Got him right in his airbrush t-shirt. Got him in a calf, but they said no serious injuries. But there's something about it that I would just think would be fun. But then there's also part of me that if you weren't at the tip of the bull's horn where it was really dangerous, like say you're just there in the beginning of it and the bulls start kind of running through and everyone kind of pushes and jostles and the bulls just run past you real fast and you're like, I didn't even really run. I just kind of watched them go by like a parade. Then that would not be exciting.
So you're saying it's not exciting unless death is at your door.
Exactly. Mm. You've got to be on that edge for it to be worth doing and worth telling your friends about.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
Like I would much rather
do it to begin with. I sit there and laugh at the dumb people that are doing it.
Really? Yeah. See, I that's why, like, even in like, if I was going to be a cowboy, like, I wouldn't want to be the cowboy. I would want to be the bullfighter that is, like, rescuing the cowboys. But, like, you're always right there. I mean, hand on the bull and just kind of moving around it, just kind of evading. I think that would be really fun. I think when I was younger, I would have been good at it and could have done it. I think now it could be a death sentence.
My calf gives out as you go for the
A pickleball injury cost this man his life at the horns of a bull. Yeah, I could totally see that happening. Is there anything like that you would like? Is there anything extreme you would do, Betty? Like, what's the most extreme thing you'd do? Would you go skydiving?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Not even if someone paid for it?
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
Would you go whitewater rafting?
Rafting's the best.
Mm-mm.
No,
oh, really?
No. Still
but
too
you,
scary?
You kayaked and stuff.
I did.
It's just going at a faster speed.
Yeah, no.
Would you rappel down the side of a building on a rope? You know how you kind of
lean back, basically, and you are just perpendicular to
no.
the...
Wow.
Would you just rock climb?
I don't feel like I have to.
Could you just rock climb? Just climb up a big old wall.
Yeah, if I was in shape, which I'm not.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I have to prove any of those things.
For me, those things aren't about proving to anybody anything or like cheating death. I think it's just kind of fun. Like the thrill, there's a thrill to it of like skydiving. There's a thrill to that. I guess that is cheating death. But it's such a great experience. Or yeah, repelling
is fun. I just don't
see
those things as fun.
Yeah.
At all.
What about the high dive? Like a high diving board?
No. Mm-mm.
Wow.
So no. You are living just
to me, I
close
consider life as something precious and not something I should just
toy with.
Yeah.
The bowls thing is the only thing there that's, you know, slightly guaranteed to totally ruin life.
Yeah.
Whitewater rafting, maybe a little bit.
I know people that have almost drowned doing that. Like that's like they'll come out of the thing and get trapped in an eddy or something and I was like, ooh, that's
scary. My wife and I, we were with our youth group when we had just graduated high school and we were doing whitewater rafting and we had hit something and she was across from me and she looked like she was going to fall over. So I went to go grab her before she could.
Mm, that's nice.
But apparently my weight was holding her on the boat.
Oh.
And so when I got up and moved forward, the weight didn't help. And she
fell over?
Fell in.
Oh no.
And then so did the mom who was with us next to her. And I was so kind of pumped because I was like, okay, I'm going to save her. I'll pull her in. And then the tour guide grabbed my wife or girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So I had to get this like 50-year-old lady.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't even get to save Haley.
Oh, well, yeah. After you pushed her out of the boat, that's pretty great.
she handles that over my head.
Hero to zero.
Yep.
In one fell swoop. I went on a small thing, whitewater rafting. It wasn't a big one like in Colorado. And it was fun. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And I had determined, like, if I lived in a place that had that accessible to me, like, year-round and close, I would do that. I would do it, like, in kayaks by myself. I think mm-hmm. I would like that.
Take a ducky down the...
Yeah.
They do it a lot in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I've only done the massive, like, 8-person raft. Sure. Duckies are, like, feel so much more temperamental to me because one swoosh with your paddle and you can redirect yourself so much. I like them both, though.
You fall over, and the one thing that I would be scared of is getting trapped underwater.
Oh yeah,
I've been trapped underwater a couple times, and it's not a good feeling. And so I would do the kayak where I'm in more control. Uh-huh. Like that, I'd rather have control of something that could kill me myself.
Feels like something you could kick off yourself better.
Yeah, exactly. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, Shark Week is coming up. I only know about Shark Week. I know when it's coming up only because of Sonic, the fast food restaurant.
What?
Because they have a slushy that always comes out around Shark Week, and it's like their blue coconut something or other slushy, and then they put these gummy sharks on top.
Yum.
Shark Week has jumped the shark.
Yeah,
like,
it's old.
It's gotten so
it's
cheesy.
Done. Well, anyways, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he is going to be the first master of ceremonies for this Shark Week. I'm not really sure what that means. I think it's just going to mean that he is hosting a bunch of the shows.
Yeah.
But some of the shows include the shark versus the kraken.
See.
Or the pigs versus Jaws.
Kraken's a mythical thing, and so they'll do some CGI thing about who could win. Like, they remember when they did the Michael Phelps swims with the shark?
Yeah.
You're like, yes, this would be great. It was all computer.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
it's just weak sauce. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's only so many videos of people getting bitten by a shark, you know, and how many times can you see a shark jump up and eat a fake seal or eat a seal, like the airborne shark stuff. And then you've got to keep reinventing it every year.
But if you have to do that and people are getting bored, maybe you should just come up with something new.
Yeah, retire Shark Week. What other animal would be good? Badger Week? That would be good. The Honey Badger Week, they're very violent.
Possum Week, it all happens in Alabama.
Yeah, and they're just all dead on the road.
They could do the noodling. Have you heard of the noodling?
Oh, like, catfish.
They... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
would
crazy.
You go noodling?
Is that where you reach your arm into the...
No, I wouldn't do that either.
No way in heck I would do that.
Because
sometimes people get snapping turtles. And once a snapping turtle latches onto you, it's not coming off.
Oh, no. They'll take skin, fingers, everything off. Yeah.
No, thank you.
That is
also,
such
there's
a
water moccasins, and I don't do snakes.
But you did boating recently, and you had fun with that.
But we didn't see any snakes, thank goodness.
Yeah, if you're not, that's the thing. Like, Tennessee's great. Like, my wife doesn't like being in the water. I'm like, Tennessee's great, though. She's like, there's snakes. I'm like, well, there's no alligators. And if you're not near the banks, you don't really have to worry about snakes, like, out in the middle of a lake.
Right.
You're fine.
Right.
Like, it's not
as long
a big
as you
deal.
Stay away from the banks, you're good.
Yeah. I've toyed with the idea of renting a houseboat. And doing like a week vacation on a houseboat on the lakes in Tennessee. I just thought that would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just dumbfounded by the fact that you could go and go, I'd like to rent a houseboat, please. And it's like this big 30-foot houseboat. And they go, okay, here are the keys. Like, you would think you'd have to have some sort of boating course or something. Like, I grew up on boats, so it's mm-hmm. not a problem for me. Mm-hmm. But then you would think that you'd have to have some pass a test or something.
I think you have to have your boating license if you're past the age.
Ooh.
Past the year of 1988, something like that. Yeah, something, if you were born after 1986 or whatever, you have to have your boating license.
Yeah,
and the reason I know that is because of TikTok. TikTok's amazing because I watched
TikTok
some guy.
Everything.
He's a TikTok guy, and he got into an argument with some guy at a boat ramp, and the guy was an off-duty cop, and the guy had quoted like, "You don't even have your boating license because you're born, you know, after 1986," and so then the off-duty cop called his buddies and they pulled these kids over and just fined them and read them the riot act, and like they hadn't even seen them do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy mentioned, well, you don't even have your licenses because you're born after 1986. And it was great because this kid knows how to edit. So he then cuts back to the edit of that guy saying, and he's like, see, this guy totally mm-hmm. hosed me mm-hmm. For this. That's the only reason I know that rule. So
TikTok's
great. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for birthdays, Rock?
Well, we've got one from Frank who wants to wish Genesis a happy birthday, I'm supposing. But happy birthday, turning 19.
Nice.
Says she's smart, witty, fun, enjoys reading, movies, and The Wally Show.
Oh, well, she is smart then. Come on, Genesis, happy birthday.
A military brat that has lived in 4 countries.
Nice.
Wow.
If you could live in any country outside of the U.S., where would you live and why?
Ooh. Originally, like, when I was a little younger, I would have picked a bunch of places in Africa, different countries in Africa, because I really like Africa, but it's a really hard life too. And so like if it was ministry work, absolutely, I'd go do that. If it's retirement, I'm going to say Italy. I really, really, really liked Italy. And there's one place I still want to go. We have a trip planned next year possibly to go to Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the number one place for expats or Americans to retire.
Oh.
Because the cost of living is so low there. Like somebody was telling me, they're like, oh yeah, they bought this 4-bedroom house in this place in Portugal with 7 acres and, you know, this great view and everything. And it was $145,000, you know,
wow.
And you can't get anything like that in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
anymore. You know, and so your dollar goes way further in retirement down
right.
there. And so we're actually planning a trip down there to go see if like, yeah, maybe, maybe when I hang this up. So what about you, Rock?
I'm going to disappoint you. Canada.
Why?
Well, because I could still visit family.
Yeah.
Fly, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
And also, too, Gordon Lightfoot, my favorite artist, he's from Canada. I love Canada. I think it looks beautiful. It's really close to like how Alaska looks. So
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You're just disappointed that it's not more
exotic
or
it's Canada.
Crazy.
It's pasty white people. How fun is that?
She fits
what have you got
right
against
in.
Pasty white people?
And they speak French. They're annoying. Well, that's in Quebec.
They're so nice up there.
No, Canada's fine. But does, Canada just doesn't. It doesn't seem like a different country to me, though. Like Canada just seems like North us. You know, like it just it just seems like it's Michigan plus. You know,
yeah, I don't think you're wrong though.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Africa. That's a different continent.
Uh-huh.
And all the countries are different. Gavin,
I think I would just take the risk and choose Sweden.
Oh, that'd be fun
to get an experience of where I and my family come from, per se. I'd probably choose like a bigger city out there. I'm not going to choose like a fish town or something. So I'd like Stockholm. I feel like that's a Swedish town.
Yeah.
Not sure. I've been to IKEA before, so I feel like I know what the words look like.
I know
like.
What the furniture is, at least.
I feel like they speak a lot of English in Scandinavian countries.
Right.
So I think that I'd luck out in that sense. I'd get a much different experience. I'd probably have to adjust to the food because it looks different.
Mm.
I don't know if there are McDonald's in Sweden, but I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I've always wanted to spend time like in that area, in the Netherlands and like even Amsterdam. I've never been to there other than the airport, and I hear it's beautiful. You know, so yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that area.
And if you're over there, you do. They're so small that you
right.
do get to see everything. If
yeah.
you so choose.
Yep, that's the advantage to living in Europe.
Europe.
Yeah, so. All right, well, with that, I think I'm going to go throw up, and we'll call it a day for the aftercast. Thanks for being a potty.